When it comes to the health and welfare of children, most parents will sacrifice whatever they can to ensure the best conditions possible for their young ones. That is the case for St. John's-based mother who has decided to sell her business so that her three children can get an educational experience that is conducive to their own learning styles. I spoke with the owner of Ginger Snap General Store on Water Street, that's Janet Murphy, about her decision to put her successful business on the market and leave this province.
What led us to the decision to sell the business is my middle child, my nine-year-old, was falling behind a lot at school, bottom of his class, and wasn't able to read, and he wasn't catching on to reading. I was then noticing the same things with my younger child, who is six. She was maybe five at the time. Lucas was eight at the time. There were things in them that I was noticing that were the same things that I had in myself. As it turns out, they weren't picking up on reading. When they would read, they weren't absorbing. They weren't holding on to the information. We took them for an assessment. We got some help in school, but the help we were getting in school was not the help that they needed. My middle child was assessed with dyslexia and ADHD. My youngest child was assessed with dyslexia. Dyslexia is hereditary, and ADHD also has some comorbidity and commonality in that hereditary. I understood how they learned. I understood how they saw things. I got it, and I saw that the help that they were getting in school wasn't the help that they needed. My middle guy was getting in trouble for things like not being able to stand in line or calling out to his sister across the hall or or flapping his wings in gym like he was a bird. And I thought, impulse control is not his major problem. His major problem is he needs to learn the alphabet, absorb it, and keep it. He needs to learn to read. He would feel less like an outsider and maybe be more of a joiner if he could do the things the other children could do. He would get handed back a test in class saying he got six in front of the class. He got six on and him, he and another little boy, because dyslexia is quite common, one in five. So he and this other little boy are crying in front of the class. Being in grade two and a little boy crying in front of your class and everybody knows you got six, it's heartbreaking. So, and I just thought, he is sinking fast, and he's just a hand sticking out of the water at this point. He's drowning. The majority of people who are in prisons in Canada and throughout the world are people who have learning differences, otherwise learning disabilities. And I can see how that could easily happen, because you develop a sense of self that is, you are an outsider. You don't get the same grades. You don't read people's expressions. You don't read their body language. You can't naturally fit in the way everybody else fits in. So he was gradually becoming more and more of an outsider. He saw himself as an outsider. He relates to underdogs all over the place. Why don't you love crocodiles? They can't help the way they look. He's an advocate already because he relates to that. I don't want him to feel on the outside of things because he thinks differently. His brain is wired differently. It's not a disability. It's a learning difference. He learns differently. He needed to be taught differently. So, short story long, I decided we are going to sell the store. The kids aren't getting what they need here, so we're going to sell the store. And there's this great school in Nova Scotia called Landmark East, and there's another one in Montreal called Vanguard. Vanguard is the only free school in Canada for children with learning differences. They help kids with ADHD and dyslexia, and that's what their school is full of.
How difficult of a decision was this for you?
It's what I would hope someone would do for me, and it's what you would do for anyone, let alone your child. It's a short life, and you're responsible for their childhood and their happiness, and their projection of where you're putting them as grown up. So I've got to give them the best place I can give them. The school is free. It's just a matter of making the move. So we need to sell the store and make the move.
And is it difficult to leave Newfoundland and Labrador?
I've moved away off and on since I was 15. I love Newfoundland, and I always come back to Newfoundland. It's the relationship I can't leave. But that being said, I think there's great things to be said for travel. I love travel. Travel's important. My kids and I look at live cams around the world all the time before bed and, you know, see what are people in Russia doing right now? What are people in Japan doing right now? What are people in Montreal doing right now? So I think travel is really good. Newfoundland will always be here. We can come back, and we will come back to visit my mom. But other than that, we need to make a run for it and go be happy and learn. Education should be fun. Education should be something that makes you feel good about yourself. And as should learning, it shouldn't be a battle. To get hauled aside as a little kid for the things that really don't matter, because people don't have the time or don't make the time to get to know that child as an individual and go, what can I do to help you? Or this child has these needs. He's not a bad kid. He's doing things that are he doesn't stand in line well. But to me, if I have a group of kids that I'm leading along and one doesn't stand in line well, I will take that child and I would bring them to the front and say, hey, help me lead. And sing a song with the kids. Do something to incorporate that child's, engage them. Don't discipline them on it, because he is who he is and he can't be anybody different. That's innately who he is. And his brain is wired that way. And school here was not serving him. School as we know it right here, right now, is not the place for my kids. So...
there you go. That's Janet Murphy. She is the owner of Ginger Snap General Store on Water Street. You may know her or recognize her from that, but she's made the decision. She's selling the business and leaving because she wants her children to have the absolute best opportunities in terms of education.